Hello, everybody. This is English for You, and first I'm going to welcome my students from the American International School. We have two students today, Alex and Rudy. Hi.
Hi.
And we have four students from Fazekas, Attila, Emese, Judy and David. Hello, how are you doing?
Fine.
Mati, give me a wave. Zsolt and Wanda. This is David Yili. And as you know, my name is Victor Yili, so it's not just a coincidence. He's my son, he's my eldest son, but that's not why he's here now. But he's going to give us a short, intensive course on wine tasting. You've been studying at Commerce Catering,
yes.
Right? Could you mention two very theoretical subjects and two very practical subjects you've been learning?
Okay, theoretical would be economics and mathematics. Those are very boring. And the practicals are, I would say, that we learn how to cook, cooking skills, and the other one is that we learn how to serve people in restaurants.
And
we learn how to be a waiter.
Yeah, and it's interesting?
That's interesting. That's
how about wine tasting? Because you've been invited to...
Well, you said I should say two.
Right, and this is going to be the third.
Yeah, that's...
Right, excellent. Okay, thank you very much. Alex, how are you doing?
Fine.
Okay, you've got a couple of words.
Oh, no.
Yes, definitely, yes. So, would you...
Oh, my
first girl.
Spitzesh.
Okay, Spitzesh.
Spitzesh.
Suret. Excellent.
Ines.
Great.
Okay. We don't shag. Gaz da shaggy. Oh, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to help you. Gaz da shaggy mektoló intézkedések. Okay,
yes.
I have mercy on you. And the last one?
Termeföld.
Great, that was excellent. Any ideas from the back? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right. Now, put up your hand if you are a teetotaler. A teetotaler is a person who never drinks alcohol. Never. An abstainer or a teetotaler. Nobody. Are you 18 or what? I think everybody here is 17 plus. Rudy, are you 17 plus?
No,
16 plus.
16.
Okay, but the others are 17 plus. Anyway, we're going to talk about alcohol a little bit. So nobody is a teetotaler here. Now, the next question is, I hope that you have never ever been as drunk as a skunk. Drunk as a skunk. Have you ever been?
I drank a skunk.
No, that was just a joke. Okay, but I believe that you have already been tipsy, slightly drunk. Have you ever been tipsy? Would you put up your hand if you have ever been tipsy? It's a moment of truth. I know it's not very nice to go public and say that, well, I've been tipsy. Tipsy, very importantly. Judy, what's the story?
It's not that interesting.
I think it is. It interests me, at least.
Yeah. Well, it was the day before New Year's Eve. So it's not on New Year's Eve, but the day before that, when with my boyfriend, we sat down and drank. That's all.
A lot?
What
would you call it? Okay. What was the feeling? A little bit sick and
no, sick,
no,
far
just
away and cool.
Cool. It was cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Attila.
I was around 13 years old, and my mother and my big brother prepared a strange mixture out of wine and champagne and fruit juices, and it was delicious. I drank about a lot, and I felt guilty and funny at the same time because I was thinking of being drunk, and that's all.
How strange it is, I'm drunk. Hey, I'm 13 and I'm drunk. What a strange feeling. Alex, you want to talk about it, or you
no, okay.
Forget about it, right? Fine. Okay, now, we are going to have a couple of words on the projector, I hope, and I think everybody's familiar with beer, no problem with that. Wine, alcoholic drink made from grapes, no problem. Champagne, expensive white wine with bubbles, sometimes it's called bubbly. We have, now this is a problem. British people say spirits, American people say
liquor.
Liquor. Can you give an example? What is spirits?
Whiskey.
Vodka. Brandy, vodka, spirits. How would you pronounce this? The last one.
Liqueur.
No, liqueur.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I've always pronounced it liqueur.
Liqueur. And what is liqueur? Very, very strong alcoholic drink, very sweet and fruity. Now, which is the favorite and which one, which is your favorite and which one do you hate? Emerson.
Well, my favorite is liqueur.
The last one, yeah. Liqueur, right?
And I like all of them but spirits.
All of them but spirits. Okay, yeah. An experienced drinker we have here, all of them, right? You wouldn't say that. Rudy? Oh, you don't like alcohol. Sorry, sorry. You're not a teetotaler, but you don't like alcohol. So you're something in between. Attila, please, your favorite?
I like beer and spirits sometimes. But
what kind of spirits? Come on.
Whiskey, for example, or anything else.
Right. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. David?
Well, my top is the first is liqueur. The second...
Which one? Liqueur?
Liqueur,
the
sorry.
Sweet?
Yeah, the sweet one. Uh-huh. Second are the spirits, and the last one is wine.
Yes.
Mochi?
Beer.
You're a real beer man. George? You too, Wanda?
Just wine. Dry wine.
Dry wine. Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. Can you name two very famous wine-producing countries? Two countries, wine-producing countries that come to your mind. Alex?
France and Germany.
France and Germany. Attila, you agree?
Maybe Hungary. Instead of Germany.
Instead of Germany, you would put Hungary. Rudy, you wanted to say something?
South African.
South African wines. Are they really famous? South African wines of different brands? We'll see. We're gonna talk about it. Yes, the Hungarian group. So two or three famous countries.
Spain.
David, let me turn to you. So if I ask you to choose three, four very famous wine producing countries, which one would you say?
I would say definitely France, Italy, Spain, Portugal. But there's Hungary, California, and South Africa, somewhere there.
Yeah, there's Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bulgaria too. Okay, fine. Now, a couple of words. Now, everybody knows wine with this. Everybody, please, wine.
Wine. Wine.
But we have three more words here, like vine. What is vine? Emesha?
I got no idea.
No idea? Judy? No idea. Rudy?
It's a plant that grows, like...
The grapes.
The grapes. Yeah. It's the plant which grows grapes.
Really?
That's vine. In Hungarian, what would you say?
Sürtő.
That's vine. Now, what about vineyards? Okay, Rudy, help me.
No.
Alex.
The vineyard is the place with all the vines.
Yeah. The vineyard is the place where there are lots of vines. Sülőhely. Something like that. And we have vintage. Alex, I need your help.
I'm not sure. Is that old wines?
Well, number one...
Like selling wines.
No. Number one, vintage is the place that when every year you gather all the grapes. So in Hungarian, Süret, that's the first meaning, the gathering of grapes. And the second meaning is the wine which is made in one year from one vintage. Which is Bortermisch, one year's vintage. There are very, very famous vintage years. Okay? Fine. Now, what we are going to do... Right. How many Hungarian wine regions do you think there are? Famous wine regions in Hungary. Just say a number.
Three.
Five. 17. You are very close. You're going to laugh. You're very close because we are going to have... We are going to see it a little bit later. But before that... Oh, yeah, sorry. So we have this, and as you can see, we have 22 in Hungary. 22 pretty famous regions. Which one would you pick? Two or three?
Two or three.
Uh-huh.
I would say Vilnius, down south.
Yes, somewhere here, Vilnius. Right.
Bodachon, north of Balaton.
Right, somewhere here.
Eger.
Okay, fine, here.
That's three.
How about this?
And Tokaj.
And Tokaj is maybe the most famous. Okay, fine. Let's move on. And I think that I'm going to show you a card. And this is exactly, or approximately, this show is going to be about. Could you pronounce it, Amishat?
Vinitaly.
What do you think it's going to be about? Be imaginative.
Italian wine.
Say it.
Italian wine.
Italian wine. So the program is going to be about Italian wine. Your job, what is Vinitaly? You're going to listen to this. And for the students, what's happening for the first time? Okay? Shall we have the first bit, please?
Vinitaly is Europe's second largest wine fair. Held this year in Verona, the prestigious annual exhibition attracted some of the world's finest wine producers. And for the first time in the history of this event, wine connoisseurs with a nose for something different were able to sample South African wine.
Good. Rudy, so what is Vinitaly?
Great. No, it's a wine fair.
In? Italy.
Italy, sorry.
It's a wine fair in Italy. And what's happening, and it's very prestigious, and now it's going to be in Verona, in Fair Verona. And my Fazeca students, what's going to happen for the first time? Attila?
The wine connoisseur can sample African wine for the first time, I think.
African wine, and you got the word, I can't believe it. Connoisseur. Yeah. Or it's easy to remember, connoisseur, but it was just a bad joke. So connoisseur, sorry about that. Over to you, David. Over to you, because this is going to be the time when you show what you do when you open a bottle. So the ritual of wine tasting. Okay.
So, when you open the bottle, it's very important to smell the cork. Because you can feel whether the wine is bad, has gone bad. And then you pour it out in the glass. And then
you light the matches.
You light the candle.
A candle, not the magic. Thank you, I appreciate it. Yes?
So you light the candle again.
Right.
And then first, it's very important to hold the glass here. Because if you touch it here, you can't look through the glass. Because then you will see your fingerprints. And then,
do you want me to help you a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. I can hold it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you look through the wine to see how clear it is, because there might be little pieces of clothed in it that is left from the filtering. And then you move it around a little and just smell like that. That when I saw this the first time, it was real funny. You smell it. And then you put a little in your mouth, not too much. And then you move it around and you take a breath, like a little, because if you have oxygen in your mouth, then you can taste the wine better. I'll show you.
Okay, then I'm going to help you. And this is the time to try the first. Take one, help yourself. Okay, come on, help yourself.
Sure?
Help yourself.
Thank you.
Right. Now, so would you just imitate what David has been doing right now? So smell it and what is the wine we're going to taste now?
This is a Chardonnay, which is a dry white wine, and it is it is harsh, and it has some acid in it, and it's got alcohol.
So you have to drink it down, all.
No.
Everything. So try and drink it down, please. And it's dry white wine. Cheers. How about it?
Why don't you drink?
Well, I'm going to drink after the show, I think. So, you like it? Okay.
Yeah.
When you're going to be a waiter and we drink it, what is the food you would recommend?
Fish. Well, yeah, fish is good. I would recommend fish, pork, chicken, turkey.
Okay, so with Chardonnay, fish, chicken, pork. Turkey, porky,
and pork.
Pork, pork and turkey, porky and best. Thank you very much. Now, okay, so we've just tasted some Chardonnay, and if you look at the board, there's going to be a saying. Well, you can put it back here. There's going to be a saying: one man's meat is another man's poison. Does it ring a bell? One man's meat is another man's poison. Alex?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Oh. that what someone might like, someone else might not.
Yeah, different people like different things. Now, it's going to come up in the commentary, but with a little bit changed, it's going to be twisted somehow. So I would like you to listen to it. How is it going to be twisted, okay? Right. Now, we are going to listen to the second bit. Two people are going to sample South African wine. You're absolutely right. It's going to be our South African wine. Two people are going to taste South African wine. Your job is going to be watch for the man's opinion. The man is going to do this and then going to talk about the wine. Your job is going to be to listen to the woman's opinion. Okay? So could we have the second bit?
South African wine is clean, clear, good, but it lacks character.
However, as with any food or drink, one man's poison is another woman's vintage.
In this stand, you can find three things: the huge marketing power they have that can even overwhelm us. They have the European cultures that have been rooted there but still come out with novelties and a fantastic taste.
So the man's opinion, Alex?
That it was clean and clear but lacked character.
So he wasn't very enthusiastic about South African wine. What a pity. But the commentary said one man's poison is another woman's vintage. So it was twisted, the whole thing. Right. Attila, could you answer the...
Yes.
Could you repeat the woman's opinion?
She was surprised and then maybe overwhelmed because she found such novelties as South African wine.
Thank you for this. Novelty. What is it?
Something new.
Something new which attracts a lot of people. Interesting, unusual, and attracts a lot of people. That's novelty at the back. Right. Okay. Now it's going to be a little bit of, but yeah, David, over to you again. And it's going to be white wine, I believe.
No.
No?
No.
Red wine. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So this one is called Cabernet Franc. And it is also going to be dry, but this time red. And this is really raw flavored.
Raw flavored. Harsh.
Same as harsh.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
So you can try and taste it like
right.
We did.
You're welcome.
And no. I forgot one thing. One important thing, that between two wines, you can have some cheese that takes away the taste of the first wine.
We're going to do after this, okay? After this we're going to do, because then it's going to be their task to judge the wine. Okay. So here's to English for you, okay? Right. Chin chin. Okay. Fine. How about it? It's very raw? Too harsh? Rudy doesn't. If you don't like it, then put it down. It's not necessary to get drunk in the studio live, so it's not absolutely compulsory. Okay. So I think we should go on with the show, and could you listen to the next bit? Rudy, and while drinking, just watch television. I mean, it's a nice enjoyment. The history of winemaking in South Africa, okay, that's your job. And what was the problem in South Africa? That's my student's job, okay? So the next one, please.
South African winemaking dates back to about 1655, when French and Dutch settlers first planted vines in the Western Cape region. Cradled in the sun-soaked valleys of the province, Stellenbosch is home to South Africa's most productive vineyards. Economic sanctions against South Africa during the apartheid years meant none of the produce could be sold on international markets. Now it has become a key player among the world's new winemakers.
Thank you. So the history of South African wine, Alex, you catch that?
The Belgian and the French came over and planted vineyards there.
Yeah, back in 1655, Dutch and...
French and Belgian.
Yeah, but back in 1655, so it's pretty old. And what was the problem, David?
I think because of economical sanctions, they can only sell this wine in Africa.
Right, so there were economic sanctions against South Africa because of the apartheid. We're not going to talk about it right now. Economic sanctions, which means that they were banned, so it wasn't legal to trade or to communicate with South Africa, okay? So that's why they had a lot of problems. Okay, now comes the last but one wine tasting. Could I have the cheese, please?
Yes.
But it's going to be your job now to judge. First, a little bit of cheese, and then you're going to talk about... no problem. Okay, take it, right? And could you help me? Yeah. Okay. Good. And here we go. Okay. So would you take just one glass? No problem. Take one. And it's going to be your task to talk about the wine, what it tastes like. Okay. Smell it first. Okay. Look through, smell, and then judge it, please. Attila, are you a connoisseur?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what could you say about the wine?
Nice, mellow, and sweet. Semi-sweet, maybe, but...
He's a connoisseur, I can't believe it. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Exactly.
And,
I don't know where is it from.
Yeah, what's the name? What's the brand name?
No idea.
Excellent. You can
it's like Grey Fellow.
Surkebarat. Bolas Johnny Surkebarat, and he was exactly...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to say about it. It's mellow and semi-sweet, that's it.
Semi-sweet and mellow. Good. Thank you very much. Okay. Now it's going to be the last bit. So should we have the last bit before? Listen to the man, that's Rudy and Alex. The man is going to talk about South Africa. And listen to the woman, okay? So the last bit, please.
About 10 years ago, there were in South Africa only 5 main exporters. Today there are over 200. It's all happened because suddenly we are part of the world, we are part of the international market where we've had exposure.
South African wine is considered to be new world wine, but I think people forget that we've been making wine at the Cape for over 300 years now. So we're not really a new world producer. But, you know, we do have different climates and different soils, of course, to France and Italy. So therefore, our wines obviously must be different.
Right. Rudy, could you listen to the man's opinion or what he said about South African wine?
No.
Alex?
Rudy, did you catch it?
Fine, you've been drinking too much wine. No problem, no problem. That's what usually happens when you drink too much wine. No, absolutely no problem.
Was he the one who said it was New World?
No.
Yeah.
The guy said that a couple of years ago there were only 5 wine producers.
Oh,
but
right.
Now there are 200 because of South Africa's part of the world now. And what about you?
People throughout the world think they are new producers, but they're not. They've been producing wine for more than 300 years.
More than 300 years, and obviously it's different. The taste is different because they have different climate and different
soil.
What is soil? Could you define?
That's the ground where they plant the trees and
the upper layer of the ground. It's the soil. Okay, fine. Okay, what we are going to do now, I think we should go through the words. Okay, Alex?
I have to read it again?
Yeah.
Spitesh.
From the back?
Tipsy.
Good.
Suret.
Jod?
Vintage.
Vintage. Vintage. Okay. Ignant?
Connoisseur.
Connoisseur. Connoisseur, right?
We don't
check.
Maki? I didn't catch it.
You couldn't catch it, George? Wanda?
Novelty.
Novelty. Novelty. Yeah. Good. Gazdasági megtorló intézkedése.
Economic
sanctions. Economic sanctions. Wonderful. And termoföld, the last one.
Soil.
What I'm going to say is just bye-bye, take care.
Januári adással 30. évfolyamában lép a Városvédőműsor. Először nagyképűek leszünk, falfestményeket mutatok 4 különböző helyszínről önöknek. Utána 2 laktanyát látnak, egyet, amelyet elpusztítottak, és egyet, amelynek még vannak esélyei. És aztán meghívom önöket ismét egy kis nagyváradi barangolásra. Tartsanak velem, kérem!